Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim and Nobby.
Oh, hello, Nobby. How are you, dear boy?
Thought Richard Attenborough was dead.
Richard Attenborough, is that who that sounds like?
Oh, I don't know who it sounds like.
It just sounds like an old man from England.
David Norris.
Hello. Yeah, but David Norris, yes. James Joyce, don't you know?
Yeah, he didn't write James Joyce.
No, but he's a James Joyce freak.
How do you write James? You mean Ulysses?
No, he's Ulysses is a work written by James Joyce. He's a James Joyce expert.
Right, right. I know one of them as well. He lost his absolute icks in movies. Trying to make a movie about it.
Who did?
Fell I know.
Trying to make a movie about Ulysses?
Yeah.
They did make a movie about Ulysses. Maybe. Years and years ago.
Maybe it was that one then.
No, it wouldn't be. Nobody be alive still.
We had, you know, the Samuel Beckett Bridge, you know, similar inspirational man of writing and knowledge in Ireland. We had a Beckett wing in our school. Everyone thought they were so cool. I had a yellow door while everyone else's doors was green.
He only died in the 80s.
Right.
I know a guy. I know the guy. I've met the guy. You know the famous picture of Samuel Beckett, the really cool one with like his face is all wrinkly?
Yeah.
I know the photographer.
Wow.
I've met him. An absolute legend of a man.
Very good.
And he took those pictures of Beckett and nobody ever knew they were going to be iconic.
Well, next time you're sitting on that bridge and you're shaking around in the wind, think of him.
And there's a Beckett hotel now across the way from us.
There is.
I haven't been into it yet. It looks very nice.
I only looked into through the window. It looked like an airport lounge, like a business lounge, part of an airport. I've only been in one of them once.
Very handy for a gig.
But if you're ever going to the airport, if you look over the little bridge near the original terminal and you sneaky look over, after you're coming down the ramp on the left, there's a big blacked out box of glass down there. And if you're a celebrity, you get to go in and out of that door. You don't go through the normal terminal and you get an Audi or a BMW to your plane.
That's how you roll.
I've never done it.
It's only a matter of time, maybe. So is it people who have a certain amount of money or is it rock stars?
Money, rock stars, people who are in Westlife, things like that.
I did go through a magic door once. I know somebody whose brother worked at the airport and was going on a radio thing and he knew we were coming through and it's his brother now who's fairly big in the airport.
Okay.
And instead of going through the normal check-in, we went through a little door. Not the Rockstar. Not the Rockstar entrance. A different door where he could fast track us.
Everyone pays for that now. It's $9.99, Jim.
It felt amazing. Oh no.
And you get a free coffee.
This is where the rock stars go.
You went through a magic door and it felt amazing.
It did, yeah.
Right.
Because I had to bypass all that.
Oh yeah.
Malarkey.
Us commoners.
They still had malarkey, but just more exclusive malarkey.
Yeah. X-ray, it's one of my least favourite things, but do you know what's coming? In Schiphol, they have X-ray machines that are so good now, you don't have to take things out of your pockets. You don't have to remove your belt.
Mm.
They don't have to feel you. It all is contained in the X-ray scanner.
It's been so long since I've been on a plane, I would welcome being felt.
You've got to take off your watch, you've got to take out your wallet, laptop, any phone, all that stuff, car keys, none of it. You can leave it on your person, walk through, and it knows the difference between a bomb and a front door key.
I was going through an airport once and I had a microphone on a microphone stand. If you think about it, so like the little thing that connects it to the top of a microphone stand.
Yeah, the little clip, yeah.
Yeah, so if you think about what that looks like if you x-ray it. It looks like a pistol. That's what it looks like.
Does it?
Yeah.
For normal people who've never bothered near a microphone, it's kind of like the thing you might hook your phone onto on your dashboard now. Kind of, maybe. kind of size.
You know, so the top of a microphone.
Little nib.
Like, say a stand-up comedian's microphone.
Pistol now is a bit of a stretch, Jim. It's not that long.
Because it was a long, straight piece of metal with a handle on it, pretty much. And, they were flapping their wings. Flapping they were. Hey, what's this? Tony, come over here. What's this?
Second last time I went through an airport in August, my gear was checked for explosives. So they rub a little bit of paper. I don't know how little tiny bit of paper that's blue says, there's no explosives in here, mate, you're grand. And the last one, I had to open my suitcase. And it's always a bit scarlet in front of people, you know. It's only a Ryanair, so it was a tiny little suitcase. Man goes, do you mind? I said, knock yourself out. So he opened it up and he opens me suction cup.
Oh, does he, yeah?
Which is not as interesting as it sounds. And he goes, in a kind of serious but really Irish messing way, he wants to put in an F-bomb, but he can't. That's a bad choice of words, by the way. And he goes, what is that?
What was it?
I said, it's for sticking a camera onto a windscreen.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I don't think he even said all right. I think he just looked at him, probably thinking, why would you want to do that? Anyway, okay, Grant, off you go. Big metal yoke.
Do you know where I want to go? And I don't think...
Nice.
No. Most people wouldn't have heard of this.
Disneyland.
No, close though. I want to go to Europa.
Where's that?
You see, Europa is the best theme park on the planet.
And where is it?
It's in Germany, in a place called Rust.
Rust.
And look it up today, everyone. So you go to, they're the people who build the theme park rides for everyone else in the world.
Would you go on the ball, yeah?
I don't know. Some of them are in water and some of them are like, it's not like, some of them are kind of gentle for little people. And then you can go up to the mad ones as well.
They might have a lazy river.
I think they have 13 different
rides.
Big rides. And then I think of 100 something rides. Apparently you can get lost in this place, it's so big.
Wow. Sure, we're all big rides in fairness. We don't need 13 of them.
It looks like as if you made Tato Park into a county.
Oh yeah, okay.
So anyway, it's supposed to be brilliant, but I have me goo on now. I only discovered about that now.
Well, I think I'm going to Munich in December, so I'll... I'll let you know. I'll swing over.
Munich, very nice.
Yeah.
Is this one for one of your little ins and outs?
What the hell is that?
You're
mean?
In and out in a day.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
I've never been on the Autobahn. I would try that.
Oh yeah.
You know, try on 2 months. You'll go for the water rides, I'll go for the Autobahn. Everyone's happy.
There are no limits.
What is on today's podcast, my friend?
We have lots today. Okay, so Brezzy has an amazing reworking of his song, Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, for an amazing cause.
Can't play the song because we'd be sued. We'll talk about it.
We will talk about all that stuff, and it's very good.
If you know a nurse or a doctor or a frontline healthcare person, you can help them by listening.
Jessie Nelson has Diddy in her video, and she's very excited about it.
The rapper.
Yeah, and also Minaj.
She has got a Nicki Minaj.
Yep. Nicki and Diddy in the video. We'll be talking to her. We'll also be playing Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll have many chats, including about drive-throughs. All the information I give you is incorrect for the Irish ones.
Well.
Or so we think.
I'm still not. We've only gotten one person's word for this.
And why you need to have less screen time, because it'd be bad for your eyes. That's all coming up.
Yeah. Brush your teeth. Wash your hands. Clean behind your ears. And have a good day.
Love you, bye.
So the budget's coming tomorrow. They're going to lash on petrol. They're going to lash on diesel. They're going to... Will they touch the old fizzies?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Will the cigarettes go up again? Will they tax scratching your arse?
They give enough hints, don't they? So everyone can kind of work it out what's coming.
Ah, yeah.
They give you...
They have our leaks. They have their sources.
Did you see the brawl at the underage, the football match?
Yeah, I saw the video. It was the same video. I saw a lot of shouting and get it off the pitch. I didn't actually see any brawls, though.
Oh, no. Did you hear the woman shouting your B-words?
Yeah.
Yeah. GA bosses have launched an investigation after these shocking scenes of violence marred a teens game. Wicklow County Board last night condemned Saturday's row. There was adults involved, as far as I could see.
I saw adults. That's what I mean. I didn't see...
I think one of the mothers said something like, you know, get off my son or something. I can't remember exactly what was going on. It was all a bit of a mess. You couldn't really work out what was going on, but it looked bad. Anyway, it was under 15B football final between Carnew and Kilcool, and the Gardaí confirmed last night that they were not called to the match and there was no investigation into the violence, which means it's solely a GAA matter.
Well, some people would say that the GAA is the only sporting organisation that will allow that kind of carry on and off a pitch.
I did see a lot of comments saying this has been going on for years. That reminds me of 20 years ago. This has all happened before.
Yeah.
Just people didn't have phones. Like, wasn't there a referee who was put in a boot of a car at one point?
There was. There was, yeah.
Why?
As far as I know.
So some people are saying that all the matches shouldn't have parents allowed to go to them anymore because they get too involved. And
well, it's still rare enough.
They should put it up on Zoom. Like, that's.
But sure, there's no fun there.
Who wants to watch that?
Trying to support.
My father used to make a show of me.
Well, a referee can send you off for that.
But he wouldn't shout at the referee. He shouted at me. He shouted at the team.
Get that lad out! Get up! You're a disgrace! Move! Move!
People going, whose dad's that? And I go, I wouldn't say it.
Nugent, is that your dad again?
No. So now who he is?
Get that lad out! You're no son of mine!
Jesus. Yeah.
He didn't go that far, did he?
No, I'm overdoing it there. But he was like, get the lead out. He would say, get the lead out.
What is get the lead out?
Run
mean,
faster.
Like? Move.
Run faster. You're a disgrace.
You're a disgrace.
This is the whole team. What are you doing?
Pass it. Boys
pass leak. It. Pass it. Yeah, clown you.
Jesus.
You wouldn't stop doing that, would you? Anyway, there was no brawls, but that looked... I saw the video footage. It did look like it was...
Yeah. If everyone's doing those videos as well where you want it to go viral, you just hold the camera a bit steadier. We could all watch it better then.
A woman who made dirty films with a Gorda has been arrested on suspicion of possessing parts of a forces uniform. A star of a... She's apparently famous online for making the dirty films.
Which she deeply regrets now, she says.
But does she?
Yes, because it was quite an interrogation and an investigation in to find out who that Gorda was. Oh,
so that was a real Gorda, was it?
Apparently was real guard, yeah.
So she has bits of the uniform, which you're not allowed to have.
No, you can get 6 months in prison without any sort of a trial if you impersonate a Garda.
Wow. So if you're filming a TV show and you dress as a guard, you must have to get special permission.
I would.
You must have to say, like, I'm going to be on such and such a street. They might have to have police there, real police there, just in case somebody's confused.
The only thing I wouldn't wear is Garda shoes.
Is Garda shoes?
They're awful looking yokes.
You mean big... Big sort of heavy shoes.
They're capped and stuff. Yeah, I know some guards that don't even like wearing them, so they might have their own sneaky.
Their own shoes. Okay.
They're.
Would you like the rest of the uniform though? Would you?
I'd wear the hat, yeah, for the crack.
Just the hat.
Just driving in traffic.
Just the hat.
If I just had a blue shirt,
you can leave your hat on. Is that
just
it?
The hat?
Just the hat.
Hey, if I had a blue shirt,
I'd be in a copper hat. Come on.
And a hat. You could do things in traffic. You can shout at people.
Oh.
Get the lead out.
Get the lead out. What are you doing?
You're parking or driving?
Coming up, I will tell you about why half the world is going to need glasses within the next 30 years. You can probably easily work out why.
Phones, is it?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you about it. You need to be careful.
It's shocking.
The phone is up in people's faces and young people. I'll tell you about it in a sec.
And it's doing that to us, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to really wreck your eyesight.
That's not good.
No.
Right.
Like, I'm myself included, spend way too much on screens.
I was just, yes, there's no reversing you.
No, I mean, just the screen time, I need to lower it.
But if you don't wear them now, you can try and prevent yourself ever.
Yeah.
Although, like, there's nothing wrong with glasses. Glasses can be very, very nice. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
And a Garda has to tilt it to one side, huh? It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104 Paradise, 7:20 now.
What are our gadgets doing to us?
Oh, half the world could need glasses by within the next 30 years. Young people spending hours staring at screens means half the world may need glasses within 30 years. A study found people who spend a lot of time looking at their phone or tablet have a 30% higher risk of short-sightedness combined with an excessive desktop computer use. The risk rose to 80%. So you spend a lot of time on your phone and your computer at work, whatever. It's not good for your eyes.
What about those of us who've used monitors for years before, you know, everyone had phones?
Yeah, when you see kids on tablets, right, they have it right up to their face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think even when we looked at screens that was further away, the screens are closer now.
It would be very cool if a phone could tell you when it's too close to you. They can do everything else. If there was a sensor in it that said, move the screen, you know, 3 inches away from your face, whatever.
Well, last time I got my eyes checked, right, They check you and then they tell you how your eyes are doing. So my eyesight actually improved slightly. I don't know how. Right? So my glasses had to go down a bit rather than... Usually it goes the other way, right?
Wow.
As you get older. but my eyesight improved. And they said, do you use a lot of screens? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, everything's fine, but they said people who use a lot of screens, they might end up... So I've got glasses for being short-sighted, but if you keep on the screens, eventually people who are on a lot of screens who have glasses will end up needing glasses for reading as well, so you'll have to have bifocals eventually.
And it could turn your eyes blue if they're not blue already because it's from the blue screen.
Yeah, that's not good for your sleep.
So they say.
What's the first thing you look at when you open your phone?
Just to see what's probably emails.
Emails? Do you check emails first? That's really not good for you. That's how you start your day.
Well, there might be problems.
There might be problems, but like...
Either that or... I mean...
So you're starting the day with a stressful thing.
I don't look at Twitter as much. Like, there was something... Somebody was trying to get offended at something from 2007 last night, and Crossy sent me a screenshot of it. But I hadn't seen it because I'd have to swipe to go on Twitter. But yeah, in the morning time you might see, you know, if Kim Kardashian had done that Saturday Night Live today, you know, overnight, you would have seen that first. So yeah. It's a good way of seeing what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I think I go on Instagram.
Yeah, you might have a little DM from over the night, you know.
No, I just check what's going on, or a Twitter.
A normal DM, like, it's always about sliding into DMs.
No, I know.
It can just be a DM.
Yeah, no, Twitter I find is very angry.
It can be. At 5 a.m, it's probably all right, though.
Oh, it's just... I find that the word disgraceful is always trending
disgraceful.
In Ireland. Is always trending in Ireland for various different reasons.
We are a very moany nation.
Yes.
And I don't think we always were. I think we were very easygoing.
We just didn't have access to a big...
Were we always that bad?
Yeah, we just didn't have a big vacuum to shout at each other.
I think we are the most easily offended nation, possibly only behind America, in the world.
Do you think we're more offended than English people say?
Yeah, and I think we're more offended in 2021 than we were even 3 years ago. We really are. We're outraged at everything.
Darryl Breen made a joke about... he made a joke about the football player who won't get the vaccination.
Yeah.
Now he
said all the players lads don't want to go near him.
They were afraid to go near him, right? Fair enough. Anyway, man.
There was nothing offensive about that. It was just a joke.
He's a professional comedian.
I laughed on Saturday when I said, is he your man? Fella who's not vaccinated? Yeah, I was like, oh, brilliant.
And then like, when he scored two goals, at least he has two shots now. Like, that's the joke, right? It's a joke. And he's a comedian.
And he's Irish, so he can slag off the Irish team.
Yeah, he's saying, well done, the lads. And he makes a joke. And man, he was getting hounded out of it.
See?
And then he said, for all the people who said, I'm getting loads of messages now, you used to be funny. From the people who were offended. He said, funnily enough, I'm on tour at the end of this month and back in January in Vicar Street. But he turned off the messages notification on that. So yeah, they are easily offended. It's a comedian. He's having a...
Yeah.
I don't think he was trying to wind anybody up. No. I think it was pretty good.
The other headline I have to bring this morning is one ball shy of a 19 million euro pot. A lotto player...
That's you. You're one ball shy.
1.2 million at the weekend... But he was just one number away from the 19. So has that still not been won?
No. So
that's
Wednesday
ridiculous.
Is still 19 million on Wednesday. And if you get 5 plus the bonus, you'll end up...
That's a millionaire.
Well, you'll get 1.2, but it'll always stick in the back of your head. That you
I know.
19.
1.2, like, you know, in fairness, that would also do.
So Crossy once got 5 numbers and the bonus.
Yeah.
He got 25 grand.
You okay with telling people this, yeah?
Yeah, he said this.
Okay.
This is years ago now.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. It's all spent, armed robbers.
It's all gone,
leave him alone.
Right.
He's time locked anyway. He's no access to
the next week, because of the way it changed around, because of capping and everything.
Oh, no.
The 5 numbers plus the bonus was 100 grand. Next week.
Right. I don't know if Crossy would cope with 100 grand.
Well, like you can see.
I think we'd have to give him a weekly allowance.
He was telling me this, and you could see, like, his eyes were twitching. It's like, 100 grand, Jim. 100 of them would have been.
I think we'd have to give him his fucking money on a Friday. Now, Crossy, don't go too mad, okay?
So, anyway, well done.
So hasn't been won.
Well done to the nearly winner, and we're all still back in on Wednesday.
Still back in. One ball shy of 19 million euro.
Now, it It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Adele was on Insta Live over the weekend and she was making everyone laugh. She's a very funny person. She answered fan questions for over an hour, as well as trying to get some fans onto her Insta Live as well without success. She was trying to get them to join in. At one stage, Alicia Keys and Lady Gaga were in her comments trying to direct her on how to get someone to join the live stream. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's so out of touch.
It's not that hard. You just click the accept. Someone wants to join your thing.
Never done it before. So Lady Gaga and Alicia Keys are trying to help her out.
Wow.
And she played a snippet of her new song, Go Easy On Me Now.
No, it's not called Go Easy On Me. It's called Easy On Me.
Go Easy On Me.
There ain't no gold in this river.
That's it.
You can't stop it there, Adele. Well, she says go easy on me, so maybe it is go easy.
It's a huge change of direction for her there.
It is, Jim, it is.
The first album should be called I Was Dumped. The second album should be called I'm Not Over It, I Was Dumped. And the third of this album should be called I'm the Dumper.
She still has our interest, though, doesn't she? That's all
that
matters.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Get ready that song. You're going to hear a lot more of that. Katie McGlynn was the latest celebrity booted off Strictly last night. She was also in the bottom two. Last week, she praised her dance partner, Gorka, as he praised her.
Thanks so much for teaching me in your funny ways.
Oh.
We've had so much fun and I've learned so much from him. It's just been incredible.
Thank you.
Gorka, have you enjoyed dancing with Katie?
I loved it, you know, like so many things that I could say to her, but the most important thing is the loving that she had for the show. And I think talking from myself and from all the pros, when we come to the show, it's not just about get someone who can dance, it's a good dancer, it's get someone who wants to learn, wants to improve, loves the show, loves what we do, and makes our job more enjoyable, more easy. That's what I have with her, and I'll never forget these 3 weeks with her. It's been incredible.
What a brilliant partnership, haven't you guys?
She was Sinead in Coronation Street, the one who Crossy asked, what's the smell, Barlow? What does Ken Barlow smell like?
It's a great accent there by Gorka. It's a Spanish, it's a very good accent, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
He's a very good, I like that. Dan Walker, the sports presenter, he's on there as well. He said, he tweeted that his mother came to the show, right?
Yeah.
And he said, what do you think of the show? And she goes, the parking was very good. Anything else? And she went, the people who cleared the floors in between the songs, they're excellent. And I had a lovely cup of coffee halfway through. It's meant to do with the dance.
What about me dancing?
Come on, Ma, give me something.
Okay, so you may have seen a bit of Kim Kardashian from the weekend from Saturday Night Live. In fairness to her, she went there everywhere, including slagging off Kanye.
Now I know we're divided as a country, but I'd love America to come together, which is why I'm here to announce that I'm running for... I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not running for president. We can't have three failed politicians in one family. I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. Honestly, all the ups, all the downs. I mean, I married the best rapper of all time. Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
Wow. Do you want another one?
Ah, go on, yes.
Here's the moment she took down her mom and Caitlin.
Influencer, so I understand that the things that I say carry weight, but you know, I would never tell anyone what they can or can't do. Remember, I'm a Kim, not a Karen. And honestly, with all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she
right
just
now,
knew.
Get some message
I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin.
In the shop, you can buy all the stuff I've got in the shop. The shop sells the lot. You can buy them up for the chop, for a butternut squash in me shop, plop in me shop.
You could buy a bag of cans if you're going on the lock with your pop, or a bag of cough drops. You can even buy spare socks or even jocks in me shop. Me shop sells everything. Everything in me shop. Pop in. In pop.
Curtain Twitcher. The new device that twitches your curtains so you don't have to. Worried that your neighbour is flouting the rules but couldn't be arsed standing at the window all day? Don't worry. Stay on the couch and our Twitcher will do all your twitching for you. The Curtain Twitcher is a robotic device that's easily attached to your curtains, so every time they twitch, everyone in your estate thinks you're spying on them. Curtain Twitchers, because keeping an eye out is hard.
MasterChef, the new series.
What are you making there, right? Hey, what are you making there?
I'm actually making a thing called a tres in uno. It's a very, very well-known Italian dish.
What? Yeah, never heard of it. Never heard of it, mate.
Alan is making fried potatoes on a bed of rice and covering it with an unctuous curry jus, serving it in a silver tray with a cardboard lid.
It's just a three-in-one, isn't it?
Yeah, some people call it that, but I call it a tres in uno, and I think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
MasterChef, the complete spoofers edition, coming soon to BBC One.
Hello, Gardaí Sugar Candy Hotline. How can I help?
Hello, there's an intruder in me, Gaff.
Okay, try and stay calm. Can you spell intruder for me?
No.
Never mind. Can you describe what they look like?
Well, it's a woman, and she's in her late 40s, and she's got like a big red hairdo.
Big red hairdo. Does it bounce in slow motion?
Now that you mention it, it does, yeah. She put on all my wife's clothes, and she's sitting there in her sofa watching TV.
Oh, I think I know what's happened here. That's not an intruder.
What?
That's your wife. She must have got her hair done at Harry Mary's hair salon on your Maseride Avenue.
Well, it is her. She's gorgeous. I'm the luckiest man alive.
Harry Mary's hair salon, 35 your Maseride Avenue. Your fella won't recognise you.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. 10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Jim, last week we asked the little people to give us some questions. Did that happen?
They did. And kids, I know you listen in to Instagram every day and you learn things. If you ever want to suggest a question, kids, send them in. Some questions written by little people, three of them at least, are involved here today.
Sean, I don't know if that puts you under more pressure to know that some of these questions 5-year-olds have written them.
Yeah, no, it was plenty of pressure.
You'll be fine. Good weekend?
Hopefully. Yeah, very good, yeah.
Very good.
Too quick as usual.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And Sean is working hard and saving for a gaff with his missus. What's her name?
You went all robotic there for a second. Can you hear us, Sean?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah,
you're saving for a gaff with your missus. What's her name again?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, Sean?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I think it connected to the speaker in the room or something.
This is my last time of asking, Sean.
What's your missus' name?
Sophie.
Sean and Sophie. Is it Sean and Sophie or Sophie and Sean?
It's Sean and Sophie.
See, alphabetical. That's the way it should go, apparently.
Well, it's SS, Jim.
I know, but it's Sean, S-E, and S-O. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
That sounds good. Sean and Sophie does sound. You come around to Sophie and Sean's. Yeah, Sean and Sophie.
Well, hopefully that'll happen if they keep saving. It's bloody hard in this country.
Well, we'll put a grand towards that, Sean.
Hopefully. Please God.
Come on. You ready? Here we go.
Ready, yeah.
5-year-olds, remember.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Which is hotter, 30 degrees Celsius or 30 degrees Fahrenheit?
Celsius.
What is 12 multiplied by 12?
144.
How many planets are there in the solar system?
9.
What shape is the M50? S-shaped or C-shaped?
C-shaped.
True or false, Colin Farrell will star as Willy Wonka in the new movie?
True.
What nationality is the Pope?
Argentinian.
Lisbon is the capital city of which country?
Portugal. Who played Batman in the 2008 film The Dark Knight?
Christian Bale.
Who did the Republic of Ireland beat in the World Cup?
Is the current Volkswagen Golf the 7th or 8th generation?
God, I have it myself. I think mine's a 6, so 8.
That question was written by Nobby. He didn't put his age on.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah,
I'm 5. I'm always 5. God, yeah, we're getting, you know, messing around with some of those questions, Sean. You were straight in.
You're very good, Sean. You're
eager
very fast.
Beaver.
Quick on the draw.
The Celsius question was from Amy, and she's 7. Or was it Fahrenheit, Jim?
Celsius was correct.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well done, Amy. Thanks for that. Brooklyn Bell sent us in 12 by 12. It was 144. And Alex, who's 8, sent us in about the planets. Now, the answer is 8 or 9, depending on whether you count Pluto. So
I don't know. So I was hoping you'd give me the hop of the ball there.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You, mean, like, you sound sound.
They keep changing Pluto from it's a planet to it's not a planet. It's a planet, it's not a planet. So 8 or 9. So,
are we accepting that, are we?
Yeah, I'll accept that. Yeah.
Okay, the M50 is C-shaped. Or jocker shaped, depending on what day it is. Timothy Chalamet.
And Timothy Chalamet will play Willy Wonka in the new film. Nothing to do with Colin Farrell. But everything else was right, Sean.
Oh, no way.
No, no.
You were Timothy Chalamet away from a grand. A big, fat 9 on a Monday.
No way.
Oh, God.
Way.
I would have rather get 4.
I know. No, it's better to be clear.
Pluto was a planet. It's going to be reintroduced as an official planet. So there you go.
Yeah,
Pluto
doesn't know what it is. We'll let him have that.
Yeah.
Good question, though, Alex. Good question. Look, Sean, we're sorry. We'll give you a strawberry number like cuddle mug for the gaff whenever it happens.
Yeah,
okay?
No, but I already have one, but another one would be good.
Okay. Get one for Sophie. Have a good day.
Grant, thanks very much.
See you later.
Thanks
a million.
Dublin's FM4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now link up with a very tired and emotional and but happy Jessie Nelson. Hey. How are you, Jessie?
Hey. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
We've
good
just word. Checked. You are number one trending on YouTube. You're number one in America and the UK. Is this the point in the afternoon where you get to go, okay, it's gone okay?
Do you know what? I'd have been happy if it was like number 15. Like, honestly, like, this is beyond what I expected. Like, It's just insane. I feel like I'm in a bit of a bubble right now. Like, I feel like overwhelmed. I just feel like the luckiest girl in the world right now. My fan base and the Barbs, Nicki Minaj's fan base, are just incredible.
You know, when you see the video and you're sitting on top of a house, I presume that was done with a green screen or something. It looked very dangerous.
No, it bloody wasn't.
Was that really you on...
plane and I wore a harness and it really hurt my bloody private parts.
It looks sore, yeah.
It's not meant to hurt,
it,
I don't
it
think.
It was the most excruciating pain I'd ever been in and I was up there, it was scorching hot and I had a big bloody bomber jacket on and I was sweating and while I was up there, the man who owned the house said to me, oh, by the way, love, I wouldn't sit on that end, so I was a bit loose. I was like, right, thanks for that, mate.
So, wow. How long were you harnessed in your privates for?
How long was it for, guys? Do you remember?
Hours.
Could you walk afterwards?
No, I was bruised and battered. Wow.
Is that why you were going around? Is that why you're going around on a bike later on? Because you're so sorry you had to sit down.
Yeah, honestly, and in the car, I just needed to be chauffeured.
Wow.
Okay.
So it was worth it.
It was. Okay. It's a cool video. It reminds me of a lot of. I know you're saying that you're very influenced from the 90s and noughties R&B and hip hop. It reminds me of a lot of those videos. You know.
Yeah. You know, well, I wanted to like recreate, like in my own way, the original Bad Boys for Life video. Mm. So, and I wanted to pay homage to Diddy, like, because yeah. Like that's what I grew up on. Like, as a kid, I was obsessed with 90s, 2000s R&B and hip hop. That was my thing. So to be able to have Diddy in my actual video was just legendary.
I noticed as well on your Instagram, not that I've been stalking you, that you only follow Diddy and Nicki Minaj as of today. Is that just for marketing or will that be forever?
Who knows, guys? Who knows? I might surprise you tomorrow and start following, I don't know, Bob Puss from the road.
What, come here. When you got the notification from whoever it was, maybe it was himself, but when you found out that Diddy was going to appear in the video, who told you? Like, what was the reaction?
My management. And I remember I was in the car because I've manifested this for quite a long time, by the way. I'm just letting you know. I like when I wrote this song, I said to everyone, I'm going to recreate the Bad Boys for Life video and I'm going to get Diddy in the video. Like, it's going to happen. And I remember my label being like, they laughed and they were like, I mean, that's a bit ambitious, Jesse. I said, is it? Okay, well, we'll see. And then I manifested it and I made it happen. But yeah, I remember being in the car, management told me, and I just cried. And I swear to God, the thing that was the most creepiest thing about the whole thing was while I was in the car, Heart Radio was playing a P. Diddy song.
Wow, which one?
Is it, what one
Come
was
to
it?
Me, so good.
It was the slow one.
I'll be missing you.
Missing You, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Faith Evans, class.
Yes, Faith Evans.
You were about two when that song came out. That was 1997.
Honestly, and I was like, this is meant to be. This is weird. Like, but yeah.
So wow. When you're at a party, Jesse, are you, you know, putting on your 90s R&B hip hop playlist?
Yep.
That's you.
Mariah Carey, all those people.
Yep.
Was it always the plan? Nicki starts on your song. You don't hear Jesse for feels like 30 seconds. Some might say that's brave, or was that just cool?
No, that is iconic to me. The fact that she did her British accent as well. I remember when I first heard the intro, I'm not joking, I screamed and threw my phone on the floor because I was just like, I just love her so much. And to be able to have her on like my first debut solo single was just incredible.
It really is. And I, again, you've worked with her before, but when you get the thumbs up, you're going to have Minaj, you're going to have Diddy in the video. It's just like Christmas morning for you.
Oh, it really is though. Like, it really is. And you know what? They're just so lovely as well. Like, Nicki is just so supportive and just, yeah, she's a true professional. And so is Diddy. Like, he was so lovely, such a gentleman. So down to earth. So yeah, I felt very lucky to have them on my song and in my video.
Now, after being in the band for so long, you're now the boss. Is it better being the boss?
I mean, I feel like we were all bosses in Little Mix.
Yes.
We're all boss bitches in that group, which I'm not. Like, that's why Little Mix were, you know, at the top of their game, best girl band in the world for me personally. But no, don't get me wrong. Like, I do feel like I've taken control of my life. I'm now creating the music that I've always wanted to do. I'm doing the music videos I've always wanted to make. So no, it feels amazing. Like, I feel it's liberating, like being able to express who I am as an artist.
What is the story with Bad Boys, Jesse? Why are you attracted to them? Can you describe what a guy would have to look like?
I think I've told you in the song. I told you tattoos.
Nah, tell us
tattoos.
Again.
Tattoos.
Gold teeth. I love gold teeth.
Right.
What about for all the Irish guys? Listen, Irish accents.
You know what? Hold on. I love an Irish accent. The Irish accent for me is the sexiest accent.
Go on, Jim.
So
go on.
A pirate with an Irish accent.
No, do pirates have gold teeth?
No, yeah, they do. They've got
bank
teeth.
Rubber,
they've tattoos.
Do you know what? I just love a boy that just looks a bit naughty. And I don't know why. I don't necessarily want a boy to treat me bad. I need like the best of both worlds. I need him to look naughty, but actually be lovely on the inside.
it's hard not to chat to you when you've done so much good stuff in terms of mental health. And
thank you.
I'm sure you know how many girls and boys you are helping, and you've helped music aside from your career. How are you doing now?
Really, really good. Like, honestly, like, hand on my heart, this is the happiest I've ever been. I just feel really content and, like, at peace with myself now. And I just, a big part of that is generally because I feel like I've, like, taken control of my life now.
Brilliant. And so, and that, you know, when you release new material, you know, with all the plaudits and all the excitement from everybody about how great the song is, there will come, of course, the Muppets. How do you block out the Muppets now? What's your best way to filter them out?
I don't, honestly, like, I don't even entertain it. I don't allow myself to, because I know what kind of person I am. Like, I'm very self-destructive. And if I'm in a bad mood and I see something bad, that's it. I'm like on a downward spiral from there. And you can't take me out of that mood. So I just don't like allow myself to read stuff anymore. It's just, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to see that. Like, I can... Like, there's so much positive energy, like, at the moment, like, with the single and the music video. And I just, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's not for me personally. Like, it's just not right to be going on and, like, looking for bad things. Like, it's like I'm trying to hurt myself.
Your fans will be watching you and listening to you now today, and they'll be wondering when they will see you. What is the plan about the tour, the album? Come on.
Okay, so album, I'm still writing at the moment. It's a work in progress, but I feel like I've got quite a hefty amount of songs, but I'm not rushing it. Like, I want to take my time on this. I'm such a perfectionist. So, yeah, when it's ready, it'll be ready. But hopefully next year, definitely with the album, hopefully there'll be a tour next year if the album does come out. I've got some big performances coming up with, you know, performing the single Boys, which is so exciting. So, yeah, I've got busy old... life ahead of me.
When this day of promo, and just to explain to everyone, in case they don't know, we saw you, Jesse, this morning arriving to Capital. We were still on air on our breakfast show in Dublin, and you were doing photo shoots. One, did you get any sleep last night? And two, how will you celebrate the day later on?
Tonight I'm going out and I'm celebrating with my friend, because this has been the most stressful, like, because I co-directed a video as well with my friend, so like it was a very stressful experience, but like so much fun at the same time. I didn't realize how much goes into making a music video, so it's just going to be nice to, like, now just, yeah, let my hair down and have some fun.
It's not just this song. I mean, you're launching you as Jesse on her own, yeah, really, today. Yeah. So it's a big, it's like a wedding kind of thing, isn't it? You got your hair done.
With a bad boy.
You know what I mean? You get excited, you're up early. It's just like a wedding.
Yeah, it's actually like a wedding.
Okay, well, if you were going to throw the bouquet to anyone, who in your life, female, would catch it?
Female? Oh, yeah, cool. Sponsor. Why would it be a male?
Well, it could be a male. It's 2021.
It'll be my best friend, Dilem, because I know she really wants to get married.
Oh.
She's been in at her boyfriend for quite a long time now. So yeah, I'd throw it to my best friend, Dilem.
Jesse, I'm sure you wanted to start strong. We think you've started strong. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a banger. Well done.
Thank you so much.
And say hi to Diddy for us.
I will do. Thank you, guys.
Cheers,
you're
Jesse.
Very welcome.
Wow, thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to us.
FM 104's 25K giveaway with Blanchardstown Centre.
Oh, Blanchardstown Centre want to give away 25,000 euro in gift cards because they're 25.
Happy birthday, Blanchardstown Centre.
Who have we got on the line?
We have Kira.
Hello, Kira.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You all right?
And you're in Blanche, and your favourite shop in Blanchardstown Centre is Penny's.
Yeah.
Of course. Penny's, hon. Are you nervous? You sound nervous.
No, I'm just busy on the school run at the moment.
Okay, right. So you're busy, right? We won't keep you. Okay. The only box that's gone is number 9. You can pick any other box between 1 and 12, and there's a random gift card amount behind that box.
I'd say number 6.
Number what?
Number 6.
Number 6.
After 5, go. Before 7. Here we go. What gift card are you getting? Remember, everyone gets a guaranteed 25 euro.
Brilliant.
150 euro.
Oh!
150 euro.
Oh, 150.
Do you want even better news?
Yeah.
The there's a final at the end of this in a couple of weeks' time. You're into the final for a €2,500 top up of that gift card.
Oh, brilliant. Lovely.
Yes, nice, very nice. It certainly is.
Now go and get yourself €150 worth of bits.
Thanks so much.
All for you. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Good luck. Send us in the number 25 and your details to 087-679-7104. We'll be randomly playing all day long on F104. So do not stream out or tune out.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Stream out, I've never heard that before. Adele, during her Insta Live over the weekend, she revealed she's a hashtag Free Britney supporter. She even mentioned this.
How could you not be? For the, three, two, one.
Seven.
Seven. Seven.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Of course I support Free Britney. I love Britney. I've met her a couple of times. I absolutely adore her. Really happy for her.
How could you not, I suppose? How could you not?
Here is a quick fire round of Adele answering fan questions from over the weekend on her Insta Live.
My favourite crisp is prawn cocktail Walkers. Or just ready salted Walkers with loads of Worcester sauce on it. Ooh. Boys, I'm on Instagram Live. Boys, come on. Of course I love turkey. Yes, I'm excited for Beyoncé's next album. Are you mad? My spice at Nando's is medium. I'm vaccinated. Oh, my go-to brunch, Aperol Spritz, babes. Stranger danger. I get sweet and sour chicken Hong Kong style from the Chinese. Just a chicken korma from an Indian. I love Gaga.
Well, they are crossy questions. They could have been.
She's not having the majority of that stuff. She doesn't have very much often anymore.
Looking at this, unless she's just running like 20 kilometres a day.
So Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have been talking about The Last Duel, directed by Ridley Scott, shot in Ireland. It's out this week. It stars Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Jodie Comer. What a cast. There was a global press conference on the movie yesterday, and we were there.
Yes, we were.
I loved it. I mean, it was wonderful and beautiful, and people were lovely, and it was mitigated only by the fact that it was during, the pandemic, and so there was a lot of, you got to shoot and then, immediately had to be sort of wrapped in your sarcophagus and, separated. And that's just a added hurdle. But Ireland itself is a magical, lovely place. And like many people from Boston, I grew up hearing that I was Irish, though I'd never been to Ireland. But it's an incredible place. The crew is extraordinary. Everyone was amazing. And
how's J-Lo, Ben?
And they asked Matt, of course, about his Super Queen shopping bag.
It's Super Value, Jim. Super Queen are gone. Let it go.
They're never gone.
Apart from disasters.
Not my heart.
We had the best time. I mean, we went, our movie shut down because of COVID the day we got to Ireland. And so we stayed. We had the choice to come home to America or stay there. And we'd never spent any real time there. And we decided as a family, we took a family vote and we decided to stay. And it was amazing. All these guys had rented these beautiful houses for like 3 months that they abandoned because they all went back to their homes. And so we took them all over. We turned one into a school for our kids. Like, it was great. We were like free rolling in a beautiful town in Ireland for 3 months. And the community there kind of absorbed us in a really beautiful way.
And now your picture is in every restaurant.
Right? We know everybody there. It's a small town. Yeah.
I mean, you're like a local. That's incredible.
That's true, isn't it?
Well, the gaff, when he saw the gaff, he probably thought, yeah, I could do 3 months here.
I'd say he doesn't have to queue up for Finnegan's. I'd say he can jump the queue.
None of that was open when he's here, so he's never been in Finnegan's. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's welcome back. After 9 o'clock, we'll be chatting to Brezzy because he's doing something very special for a lot of healthcare people today, particularly what an important day with the nurses protesting this morning. That's on the way. And also, with Venom, Let There Be Carnage, we've something very nice for you to win, a whole load of Sony goodies.
Now, Nobby,
stay where you are.
Many people will go out there and they will have one thought and one thought only.
This is like an epic movie trailer here now, Jim. What's...
Yeah, you will get yourself into your vehicle if it's safe to do so. And you will drive to the drive-through McDonald's.
A man's quest to find a burger.
You might want a little McFlurry to help with your head.
Yeah, you could, yeah. Oh, have you seen McDonald's new sustainability ad?
No.
It's kind of good.
Okay.
They show you where they're making Happy Meal toys into playgrounds around the world.
Well, I've seen the Happy Meal toys. They're all made of cardboard now.
Yeah, they're not as plasticky.
Kids aren't bothered.
Also cheaper for McDonald's.
Well, the most sustainable, so that's good. But the kids are just not as fun. So yep. They need to keep working on that. Anyway, so You're in the drive-thru. A TikToker who works for McDonald's or used to has revealed some of the secrets of the drive-thru.
Is it secret sauce?
That you didn't know. And it's nothing to do with the food. It's to do with the drive-thru experience. You ready?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
So you're all hungover and you're chatting to your missus and you might be having a row and there might be people in the back. What are you having? I don't know. Shut up, you. What is it?
Shh, I can't hear the woman. Stop.
They take a picture of you.
Yeah.
So they know who you are.
What do they do with the picture afterwards? GDPR or terms and conditions apply.
But they take a picture of you. And you know yourself, when you see some of those pictures as you drive into car parks.
Oh yeah, so your mouth's open, you're looking
at
all...
It's not a good picture. It's like you're all sitting funny and your head looks weird. It's like, oh God, I'm glad nobody sees that.
Yeah, of course.
But they do. They take a picture of it so they know who you are. Not only that...
What? There's more?
Yeah. She said, when we're not talking to you, before you say anything, we can hear what you're saying in the car. Yeah.
Well, of course, because there's a speaker there.
There's a speaker there, yeah. They're like, you're driving up to a speaker to speak to a person through a speaker device. When you're in there going, have you got the change? Where's my credit card? What are you having? Are you having that? Are you having sauce? What do you want? Do you have to make your mind?
What kind of things has she said she's heard?
Everything.
Wow.
So you could be talking about anything. So just be careful. Now, people are going mad about this.
Well, obviously, they'd be like, do you want chicken nuggets or do you want a burger? But there could be other more intimate discussions just before the...
She said, seeing the mugshots of random people makes my day. The fact that people don't know we can hear your conversations, even when you aren't speaking, when we're not speaking to you, and we have a camera at the speaker that takes a picture of you so we know who your order is, so we can see what you look like and we can hear what you're saying.
Wow.
And people
thought that microphone would be on.
Now, look, I don't know if this is in America, this girl. I don't know if it's the same situation here.
This goes for every drive-thru, by the way.
Yeah, I'd imagine they delete your pictures. Why would they want the pictures of you?
Oh, they wouldn't want your mouth open, looking hangry, starving face. I don't think they're... Sweet and sour sauce or ketchup.
And nobody's really talking about anything important in a drive-thru
anyway.
But you
could be. Like, think about it. You're in the queue for a while. There might be three or four cars in front. There's other things in life to be discussed, not just what sauce do you want.
Somebody said, how can you hear my conversation when you can't hear me screaming into the mic from 5 centimetres away?
That's never happened in Ireland. I've never had a drive-thru person ask me to repeat. Ever.
No, they just go, is that all? Is that all?
Would you like to supersize that? No, you got rid of that, yeah, because of that movie.
No, they'll say to you, if you get that in the meal, it'll be cheaper.
Yeah. Would you like to upgrade? Twizzlers.
If you get a large meal... Yeah. And you want a regular coffee.
Yeah.
They don't always get that. You say, can I have a large meal, but I want the regular size coffee. I don't want a large coffee. That's just more water. I just want a regular size coffee.
Oh, and you're one of those awkward ones.
And they go, yeah, no problem. But they always give you the large coffee anyway.
And it's like, you need to explain.
Yeah, but I'm too...
Oh, you're a diva.
I'm too...
Drive-through
no,
diva.
I'll take it. No,
silver car. He's one of them. Okay, well, I kind of knew about the picture, but I did not think about the microphone.
Never thought of that, yeah.
That is amazing. So next time you're queuing up, keep your mouth shut.
Don't be bitching about them.
No. Well, not even them. Don't be talking about private stuff.
But you could be talking about the car in front of you. Normally there's somebody like taking ages or something like that, or somebody beeping at you, or, you know.
Yeah, brutal driver, whatever it is. Wow, that's very interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Now we're all McDonald's.
But now we're all hungry and we all want to go to the drive-thru, so yeah. I don't think it would bother me. It wouldn't put me off.
No, but if there was a McDonald's breakfast around about now, I wouldn't say no.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I am loving that.
It's FM104.
Dublin's FM104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can talk to our good friend, Brezzy, who he's not running across the country. He's doing amazing things in general. Brezzy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And the first thing I thought of when this came up was, you know, it wasn't so long ago you helped us out talking about mental health for Mind Your Noggin Day, and we're... absolutely privileged to be able to help you spread your word this morning.
Yeah, I think it kind of the idea of this particular project was kind of, you know, as I said to you, even on the Mind Your Noggin, you know, the idea of like, we lost our uncle to COVID during the pandemic, and we got a call from the nurse, like, and I could hear it in her voice, you know, that she had said goodbye, and it was like she had to do that so many times that day already. And the way the things are kind of, I suppose, easing off a little bit, and we're seeing some kind of normality coming. And obviously, October the 22nd, I think only now are our nurses and doctors and frontline healthcare staff starting to realize what they've gone through, and it's kind of starting to hit them a little bit. And I had them on the podcast and you could hear it in their voices. And I think what we wanted to do with Trust Me, I'm a Doctor was like we wrote that song 11 years ago. And just a heads up, I'm not a doctor and it's not about doctors, but it's about that knee buckling time where you actually had to go up in real life and ask people out rather than DM them or swipe them on Tinder. And that's what the song's about. But it was kind of adopted by a lot of the kind of doctors and nurses as grad songs and stuff like that. So had an idea, could we re-record it with the RTE Concert Orchestra? And obviously to get an orchestra in a pandemic is really easy. And got them together and re-recorded, rearranged, reproduced this song, and we're releasing it for Heroes Aid to provide counselling and psychological supports for anyone who works on the front line in the healthcare setting.
And does that include, that's nurses, doctors, anyone in healthcare?
Anyone. And I think that's the thing, anyone, it wasn't lost to me, and I'm sure you guys, you had to work obviously over the pandemic too, but it wasn't lost to me that I had the choice to go home, and I had the choice to sit in my parents' house for 18 months and work from home. And I think these are the things we really shouldn't forget. And I think society has a way of moving on really quickly sometimes. And I think we've got to be really cognizant that a lot of people who worked in healthcare settings had no doubt have had to carry an immensely heavy weight. And I think it's about time we kind of help them carry that a little bit. And that's all this was just, if you can have a support structure and a framework there for them, if they do feel overwhelmed or they do feel that it's just hit them like a wave, there's something they have right there, right now, that can help them. And I think that's going to become increasingly important as we move out of this.
And I think, like a lot of medical staff, you're possibly even trained to desensitize yourself from these situations, and you have to go into rooms and give people horrible news sometimes and stuff. And I've no doubt that catches up with you in general, but throw in what we've all been through. And I'm sure
thing, Mark, yeah. Like they didn't a lot. I had them on the podcast to tell the story, and there's some things they said that really shook me a little bit that I hadn't thought about. Like, and the idea is, like, not only did they have to do that, most of them couldn't go home to anybody. They had no one to go home to because they were terrified of bringing anything home during that period, and they had no one to get them through it. The only people they had was themselves and their peers and colleagues. And I just thought to myself, wow, that must have been. And there was another one of the girls said, in the ICU nurse, she said, we watched the what was going on in Italy, and we just waited for the first patient to come through the door. We just waited. And it was like, we waited 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and then bang, started. And I just thought of that. Could you imagine just sitting there? And then one of the other girls was just, they were all in a room together and they were telling the story, and you could hear it was their first time they were saying this out loud. And they just broke down. They just realized, one of them just goes, I just realized now how truly difficult this was. And that's the things I'm talking about. It's those waves that will come now. The adrenaline waves off a little bit and they realize what they've gone through. And I just think it's really important that society has a framework there for them. And Heroes Aid have done incredible work. They've done the hard work. They've set it up. So now it's about creating sustainable funding for it. And I know what it takes to do that. There's no point in having a bit of money for a few months. This needs to be sustainable for however long it's required.
Yeah, I was in an ambulance during lockdown, unfortunately, and the person in the ambulance hadn't seen their family for, I think it was like 3 months. And there they were looking after me. And it's just incredible work. And they say a lot of medical people, they bury their emotions because they have to, because they see so much stuff during the day and a day in, day out situation. They have to kind of push it down. That's why a lot of medical some people feel are a little bit cold. It's just, but they have to push down and emotions which can't be healthy.
How could you? Like, how could you deal with what you have to deal with? Like, and I don't think any of us, I don't understand it because I'm not a healthcare professional. I don't work in that environment. I can't really imagine what it must be like to have to do that day in, day out. And also, I think, as I said, when the nurse rang my sister about my uncle, you could hear it in her voice. Like, she was just, you don't get used to it. And as I said, you're his family now, you know, and that's the reality. And that was for millions of healthcare workers all over the world became people's families in the last moment. Not even saying goodbye. I think nurses and doctors get used to having to do that, as painful as it is. But knowing that that person that is passing away doesn't have family beside them, and they have to kind of in some way act as that, I think that was very overwhelming. And then, you know, as emotional as that must have been, not to have somebody to go home and kind of talk to them and stuff like that. I think it's just something we should be really aware of. And I think, you know, there's a lot of conversation around bonuses for frontline healthcare staff. And I think sometimes we get a bit, you know, kind of, I suppose, distracted by that. And I think what we should really think about is what can we do to make sure to recognize them, for starters. And I think we do. I think as a society, we recognize what they've done. But I think if we really think about it and we really think about what they did and how difficult it must have been, I think it's important that we can help them now, and we can make sure there is a framework there for them with this Heroes Aid support system. And that's so important. So it's not just about, you know, awareness and recognition. It's about actual real support. And that's why we did this. And Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, as I said, we wanted to do it slightly different with the orchestra, have a bit of, we didn't want it to be a song of kind of the same as the original. And we just wanted to do something with it. It was like, it'd be nice to actually do something with this rather than just say to people, can you donate to this great cause? Actually go, well, this is a kind of vocal point to do it, and then get Irish radio together. And I said this to you before, guys, radio, whether it's podcasting or radio or audio, has been an incredible life jacket for so many people throughout the pandemic. I know it has been for me, not just doing it, but listening to it. And I think it's really found its sweet spot in this pandemic, and how important it's been to all of us.
Well, it's been a privilege to be there for people, because, you know, we don't feel like heroes by any stretch. But if we were there in the background as a bit of distraction, well, it's an honour to have been able to do it. So, Brezzy, the website, how do people help there?
Yeah, the GoFundMe we've set up. So GoFundMe/ HeroesAid21. If you want to fund, and then the text line is 50300, the text 4 euro, just text heroes to 50300.
Fair play to you, Brezzy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's unite Ireland here for a few minutes at 9:30, where everyone is going to play this song. It's a reimagining of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. He's not, but he wants to help.
Thanks, guys.
At the moment now, I suppose it's only now I feel like I'm reflecting on COVID. I feel like I'm going to get upset listening to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry. I think it's more when you're listening to everybody, you're like, oh, God, I was thinking that too. And I don't know, we didn't really speak about it that much in work, because we were like, right, we need to get the job done. We need to help people. We need to help each other. But it's only now when you're listening to everyone, you're like, oh God, it was actually really hard. Mm-hmm.
That week you could hear a pin drop. I will never forget that feeling. That's what really scared me, was we just the fear of the complete unknown.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.